Well, first, I want to say this. Are you recording on your end?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if it's a sad thing. I mean, it's good, but I'm drinking for one tonight, dude.
What do you mean?
You're not drinking.
Nah.
That's good. Like, it's good, dude. It's awesome. I mean, you got the, you know, what is that right there?
I'm drinking a Heineken Zero.
A Heineken Zero.
Yeah.
So and no,
which
no
I've only, which I've only been drinking on the weekends. But
the Heineken's does.
Yeah. But since the special occasion that we're recording a podcast,
gotta pull it out, dude. It's been a while.
Yeah. I mean, welcome back. I don't even know how to like start fucking. The last one we did, I think, was November.
Oh, wow. It's been that long ago.
So, welcome guys. My name's Brad. This is JJ here. And, we think we still have a podcast.
Yeah. I mean, I think we do. We just took a little break.
Yeah. A little break.
Extended. We're busy. We're both fathers. We both got careers going on and businesses and
the time thing sucks.
That's tough. Like right now it's 5 o'clock my time and
it's like either
4 o'clock at night where you're at.
Yeah, no, what's happening is it's either like, this is good for me right now, but that's dinner time for you.
Yeah.
And then when it's good for you, I've been going to bed at 8 PM, which is, we have so much to talk about, but, yeah. So many times it used to be, you would text me at 9:30 and I'd be just scrolling on the couch and I'd be like, F it, we're doing it live. And, now you text me at 9:30 and you get the old phone is silenced. But
that's good, and, good though, dude.
We have, I guess there's one good thing about not recording a podcast in 4 months is that we got some shit to talk. We got some content. There is
so much to catch up on. So much.
And yeah.
Can I say this real quick, Brad? I don't mean to interrupt you. I do want to give a shout out to the community. If we still have one. Like I do, and I know you do too, because we've shared this with each other. But the people who reach out and are like, hey, when are the podcast episodes coming back? Is Average Money dead? Are you guys done recording? Did you and Brad get in a fight? What's going on? So I just want to give a quick shout out to the listeners, especially if you're still listening now, since we've had our long break. We do, Brad and I do appreciate it. It means a lot.
I don't think we've ever gotten in a fight. I think this is the longest friendship I've ever had. Have we ever gotten in a fight?
I don't think so. I mean, I feel like we've gotten on each other's nerves with bickering shit, but I don't think we've ever gotten in a fight. No.
Yeah. No, we haven't really gotten. It had nothing to do with that. It really was just a time thing.
Yeah.
And I will say this, I'll throw myself under the bus. And I've said this because I've been live streaming a little bit on Bradfin Live. It is me. This is like, I made a ton of changes in my life and like, that impact, like I just said, like it was totally common for us to start recording at 10 o'clock at night. I don't do that shit anymore. So it's like, it's mostly been me, but I'm looking forward to you getting back to Missouri. And I guess, yeah, let's start the podcast off with that. Let's pretend we're an official podcast. This podcast is sponsored by all of our Patreons that have not bailed in the last 4 months.
Yeah.
You have supported because even though we're not publishing, we still need to pay money every single... That's how you know if we're going to be a dead podcast, because we have to pay money every single month to keep our podcast live on Spotify, on Apple Music. Like, that costs money, and we've been continuing to do that on a regular basis over and over again. So the fact that we're still have them up, now you know it's not dead. And the only way that we are able to fund that is the people in the Patreon group that have stuck around all this time and been able to do all that. And what else? This podcast is also sponsored by your business, the Dividend Tracker. So if you guys want to check out the Dividend Tracker, you can support JJ in that way. You can support me. I have a book on the wheel strategy and we have a course on that thing. So all of these things, that will be our 1 minute spiel. If you want to check out
our sponsored ad.
Yeah, that's our sponsored ad. We're sponsored by ourselves and our community. So thanks so much for everyone. But no, it's been an interesting 4 months. So we'll start. Where do we begin?
Well, first I'll say this, for the, since we're not doing video on this episode, everybody would realize and see you, the difference in your face.
In my hands face? Down.
Yeah. You've dropped like what, 20, 30 pounds, dude?
Yeah, 40, yeah.
I mean, let's jump into that. So I know you've been doing the mile streak for, you're at like what, day 260 or something?
269, I think.
269.
Today is day 259.
Okay, so, and not only that, though, what, since in the past, I would say, what, 3 months maybe? You've really upped your mile streak. It's not just a mile anymore. It's fucking, I look at your thing and like, just ran 26 miles today. I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah, I guess you could say, yeah, the mileage has gone up. So I actually did some math recently, and for the mile streak, I've averaged a little over 4 miles per day. Damn. And in 2023, I've averaged a little over 8 miles per day. I'm running between 45 and 50 miles a week right now. And yeah, it's...
You got some big races coming up.
Yeah, I've always wanted to, like, I used to be fit, and I've said this before. I used to be really, really fit, and I just started making excuses, and then, like, I got fat, and then I lost some weight when I went vegan, but then, like, I just got fat again, because you need to exercise, right? You can't out-eat, like, you got to exercise. So I needed something to do that was going to terrify me. And because I remember how Iron Man, it terrified me, and like I was drinking one night and I just signed up and I was like, I'm gonna do it, you know. And I haven't done that in a long time, and I've always wanted to do an ultra marathon. I've always wanted to, which is really anything over 26 miles, but I have aspirations for the 100 kilometer race, which is 62 and change, and I have aspirations for the 100 mile, which is 100 miles. But there's 50Ks around that are like 32 miles. And that was the first thing I signed up for. I was like, let's just try that. So I'm actually doing my first ultra marathon April 15th. So that's kind of why the mileage has gone up and what I'm training for currently. But I'll tell a great story. And I'm in the process of writing a second book. This one's going to be like more of a memoir. But there's... You know, I learned so much from my students, and they're kids, but they're young adults. But, you know, sometimes they're kids in a way where they can understand things and they can cut through the bullshit. And I'll never forget it. It was the last day before Christmas break. And I was talking to them about how I read the Daily Stoic every day and how we need to challenge ourselves and make 2023 like the year that terrifies you. And one kid in the back, you know, I was telling a story and he's like, well, what terrifies you? And I told him like general things like my kids' protection and things like that and everyone being safe. And he's like, no, like, why don't, like, what's on your bucket list? And I was like, to be honest, the only real thing on my bucket list is an ultra marathon. And he's like, so why don't you do that? I was like, the funny thing is I've been thinking about one. One just popped up on the radar in Virginia, but it's really hard. It's in the Shenandoah Valley. I live on a flat island. I'm like, to be honest, the elevation change terrifies me. And we got to talking. And then after all the kids left and everyone did like their goodbye, have a great holiday, he came up to me and he was like, Finn, I just got to ask. He's like, what's worst case scenario with this 100 kilometer race? It's 100 kilometers, 62 miles, Shenandoah Valley, 13,000 feet of change.
Damn. Well, he's like 13,000 feet.
Yeah. And there's a very strict cutoff. Wow. And time cutoff.
That's a mountain, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, it's Appalachian Mountains. And he's like, what's worst case scenario? I'm like, I mean, it's not death. I'm like, I don't know, failure. And he's like, so you mean to tell me that you're not taking a chance on something that terrifies you when you just told us to terrify ourselves, and you tell us all the time that we shouldn't be afraid to fail and that failure is an option? They quoted me, failure is an option. but yet you're not going to sign up, where the worst case scenario is that you don't finish and you have to tell people that you tried really hard and you didn't make it. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, and he did it in like such a kid way. He was like, okay. And just turned around and like, as he's walking out, he's like, have a good holiday. And it like punched me in the throat. And
yeah, dude, that's awesome though.
First day of break, I went home. I'm drinking with my wife. And I was like, I was telling her that same exact story. And she's like, all right. I'm like, I'm going to sign up. And I was waiting for her to be like, let's think about this. Mm-hmm. And she was frankly like, good, because I'm sick of hearing about this damn ultra marathon thing. And so I signed up. And I've never, ever, ever trained for anything. I've done 4 Ironmans. I've run endless marathons and half marathons. And I've never trained. I rode my bike casually, but like never did a training block. I've had coaches that fired me because I didn't do anything. And I'm a self-sabotager and I always like made excuses, mostly based around drinking and partying. Mm. And I said, you know what? Like it was one of those like TikTok meme, like one of those TikToks where it's like, just imagine if you dedicated 1 year of your life to your best self, what would get? And I was like, wow, it's the end of the year. I'm like, I think I can dedicate 1 year to seeing what my full potential is. I'm in a new age group, so I don't have to race against the young guys. I'm in the 40-year-old age group right now. And I was like, fuck around, find out. Let's do it. And yeah. I signed a contract with myself to run at least a mile every single day, to ice bath 5 days a week. We can talk about that because that's new in my life. And to dominate these marathons and these ultra marathons. And yeah. Doing so good. 65 days into the year, we're on track.
Yeah, dude. I mean, and you got the Instagram page that you got going on too, called, was it Brad Finn Runs, right?
Yeah,
where you kind of document all that. That's what I follow and that's what I see on a daily basis. And I'm just like, holy shit, dude. It's inspiring though, because you see you killing it. You see the progress you're making. You see your face change. You see you not drinking. I mean, what, you're on like what, day 50 something on not having a drink?
64.
Damn, dude. That's
I didn't drink on New Year's Eve. So I drank on Christmas and then I drank on the 30th. I didn't drink on New Year's Eve. So, yeah.
So, how does that make you feel? I mean, obviously, I'm guessing it makes you feel a hell of a lot better, but do you miss it?
So, I can talk about that. And I want to shout out Gilly if he's around, because I know that he was going through sobriety. And I told him 100 times, like, hey, I'm jealous, you know? Mm-hmm. And, I found out too, just like with going plant-based or any of these extreme things I've done, some people think that drinking stop is extreme, but.
Well, we say this first, Brad? Yeah. I don't mean to interrupt you, but.
No, go.
I think the audience may not know, like you drink a lot, right?
Yeah, I was about to say that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say this, like the people tend to see me as the drinker because of the drink beer buy stocks guy, but like, let's be honest. I mean, you could drink more than I could. I mean, we've hung out enough to where I know, like, if I have to belly up with Brad and drink one drink for Brad, you got me.
Yeah. I mean, I think you just have a healthier relationship. Like, I have a drinking problem, and that's been another great part of Brad Finn Runs, is that I'm starting from a clean slate. Right. Like I have 100 followers. Nobody knows who I am. Yeah. I don't have to worry about my reputation, and it allows for a level of vulnerability. Not to say that I can't be vulnerable with like the financial crowd, but like I've already established kind of a reputation of like who I am, mm-hmm. where here I can like let down the guard a little bit and be vulnerable. And being vulnerable about alcoholism it was tough, especially like I was afraid of like my teaching job and things like that. But like, I, at the end of the day, realized that I was a person that made, you know, some decisions that were perfectly legal. Like I'm not breaking the law, but, I was drinking and between the brewery and things like that. And my whole life, I grew up in an alcoholic household and things like that. And it's very common for us always to be drinking. And when you surround yourself with people, you don't realize what the outside looks like until you go outside. And I've just always surrounded myself with drinkers. So I've always just been a drinker, and towards the middle stages. And I even spoke to you earlier in the year, like, I was starting not hide it, but like I was drinking during the week. My kids, my wife and kids were going to bed and I was staying up till midnight, one in the morning, scrolling Instagram, listening to EDM shows, just like crushing, like literally drinking like 18 packs on a Tuesday on a regular basis. And I just, my daughter is just also just getting older and I didn't want her to like see, I don't know, it was simple when I was trying to tell myself that I should stop, but I never knew why. And then I'm like, well, am I going to keep this cycle going? And some people have a healthy relationship with alcohol. We know alcohol is not a healthy thing, but like I said, you've come to my house and, or you've gotten into my car getting off the plane and I've had cold beers waiting for you. And you're like, let's pump the brakes, buddy. Like I just got here, you know? So it's like, I just never had that. I never had that control and I don't. And that's why I'm very manic. That's why I have to do things cold turkey. When I quit smoking cigarettes way back in the day, like I just stopped buying packs and that was it. When I went plant-based, I didn't try vegetarian first. I just went vegan. And so, yeah.
And we don't have to talk about this if you don't want to, but
it's okay.
I kind of want to talk about something that helps replace it. Mm-hmm. We don't have to go there if you don't want to, but I mean, I'm open to it.
See, I don't even think the good vibes replace it. I think that
I get that, but yeah, go ahead, finish your thought, and then I'll.
Yeah, but like you definitely need something to, you know, focus. I guess the mindset. Yeah. Like that was the other thing too. When I used to, because I've tried drinking, man. I've gone to AA. Probably the most I've ever gone since I started when I was 13 was probably like 7 or 10 days, literally since I was 13.
And I got to think too, though, dude, like the running every single day, like getting up and knowing that you wake up feeling better and not waking up feeling like shit. Like that's almost some of the motivation right there, just to not drink again the next day. You made a story about, so I saw it and I was like, damn, that's pretty good. You said something about like you weren't really saying that you're like quitting drinking, but you're just kind of like taking it day by day type deal. Like,
yeah, it's and this is true with anything hard.
Keep interrupting you, but like this is something I think about sometimes too, because I wouldn't necessarily say I am a, like, I don't know if I could consider myself a big drinker. I love to drink, don't get me wrong. I love it. I love it at like occasional event or certain events that we're at or whatever. And like right now I'm having a nice little cocktail, but there are times that I think to myself, I'm like, man, what would life be like without alcohol? And I feel like there's this movement going on right now where I'm seeing a lot more people hop on the no drinking train, and I've heard nothing but good about it. But then I think about it too, and I'm like, damn, I have so much fun drinking though. I don't know if I'd want to give it up 100%, you know? And I don't know where I don't know where I lie on that, but.
One of the things that made me resent being plant-based was the feeling that I said to myself where like, people would be like, oh, you can't eat that. And my response was always like, I can eat that. I choose not to. And it got to the point when I first broke the 4 years of being plant-based or whatever, it got to the point where I felt like it owned me. And I was represented by it. Like I had this buddy in the brewery industry and he had a brewery called Mustache Brewing and he had a dope mustache. But like after 6 years, like he just wanted to shave his mustache, but he fucking couldn't because he grew a whole brand around this stupid mustache.
Yeah.
And I was, not to say I didn't want to be defined by being plant-based, but I just hated how it owned me. And I thought to myself, wow, if I ever went to Italy, like, am I going to want a charcuterie board? You know, or, you know, something like that. And the same thing happened with drinking. When I put it, or like paying off debt or investing, when I put it in terms of the end goal, like forever, you know, it became so much more shitty. But when I said, hey, I'm going to be sober today, and then I'm going to wake up tomorrow and I'm going to make a decision on that day, it became a lot easier, because when you wake up and you're sober and you feel pretty good, like, dude, I didn't know how sick my body was from the amount of drinking, because I was in the state of daze. I was like, I guess I was always a little bit hungover, I guess. Even when I thought I was good, I wasn't good because I'd never stopped drinking. I never took 2 days. There was never 2 days in a row where I didn't drink ever.
Yeah.
You know, and right now I'm like entering my third month and I'm just really starting to see the benefits. And like you said, like it's fun. There's been 5 or 6 days that have been that I had to call somebody. And like I'll give you a good example. Like on Fridays and stuff, my brother comes over and my family supports me. And they don't question it. They don't ask me, hey, do you want a beer? They just know. And we went skiing last week and I said to Tara, like, this is gonna be hard. Because for me growing up, ski trips with the family was like, let's go. Yeah. You know, everything from flasks on the lift to, you know, drink it. Like you got to drink the beer before you get down to the, like,
everything. Yes, dude. Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, I got the kids. It's going to be fine. And then we're up there and my aunt's like, yeah, I'll take the kids for the day. Cause they can't ski every day. And I'm like, okay, I got this, Brad. You know, and this was like the third day and we were getting home every single night. And like, I can go to bed early now. I like it because I've been an early riser. So when everyone's getting back raging, like ski trip, beach, this party house, I like snuck to bed. And nobody judged me once again because they support me. But it was really, really hard. Mm. I think it's a long story short. My aunt takes my kids. We get up to the mountain. It's like overcast. They're calling for like sleet and rain. We take one run, 8 in the morning, first chair, and they close the lifts because of ice. And the entire mountain floods the bar. And from 8:30 in the morning, my brother-in-law, my brothers, my fam, my aunt, my uncle, my wife, it's a drink-a-thon. And there's nothing else to do. There's nothing else to do, so I thought. And all day they drank. And then at noon, it was getting too expensive. We went to a local brewery and they just kept on drinking. And I just kept on wanting to drink so bad. Oh, and, man. And then I was like talking with my wife and I'm like, I started doing the talk where like, you're like one or two, like what's the big deal, you know? And for an alcoholic, the first sip is what gets you drunk. And, I said to her, I'm like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Like I'm driving, like they were all going to like walk home or whatever. I was like, Tara, I gotta go. And she's like, get away from this situation. And that's something I've never had the strength to do. I've never had the self-control to be like, I'm in a bad situation and I need to get out of it.
Well, and you got FOMO knocking on your back door too, dude. You know, I mean, you don't want to miss out on the good time.
So I went out and, it was the sleet and everything. It turned to snow. And, there was like where our Airbnb was, there was like a little back road, a little bit rolling hills. It was like 3/4 of a mile of a loop. And I just told Tara, I'm going to go run that loop until I don't want to drink anymore. And I got on the phone with a buddy that's in recovery and I'm in a blizzard and I'm just trudging through 10-minute miles doing these loops. And I ended up running for like 1 hour and 15 minutes or so and did like 7 miles in a blizzard talking to this dude, just not even about sobriety, just talking about anything. And that's been the hardest day for me. Like I went to a wedding with an open bar.
Mm.
Like that's like, for an alcoholic, that's like, let's go.
That's huge.
You know, my brother christened his kid and gave us an open bar. I was like, oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
And he was in Bayshore. Like my beers were on tap. My whole family's drinking Dubco beers, you know? And, but I'll tell you this, like after I overcame those 4 hours and I got home.
Right. You're like, I'm so glad I did.
So happy. Like the only thing with the ski trip that was hard is because it was all day.
Yeah.
It was just tough. It was just all day. But thanks for bringing it up and let me talk about it. It's nice to talk about, not because I think that other people should try it, but because I know that some people might want to hear it and know that it's okay to talk about it. Like right when Patty was talking about how his buddy took his own life, the UFC fighter, and he's like, men don't talk about things. It's like, I'm sure there's people out there that, you know, might want to drop a DM or, you know, and I've been reading a lot about stoicism and finding a lot about like mindset and philosophy and things like that. And it's like, I was always afraid to be like a hippie weirdo, like one of those spirit. Like, I didn't want to turn in a rich role, but like, I just, yeah, I feel good, man. I feel good. And
well, you look good, dude.
Thank you. I'm a better, my wife says to me all the time, like she loves me who I am, obviously, but she's like, I like this version of you.
Oh, I'm sure, dude. I'm sure you've changed as a dad, as a husband, as a friend. I mean,
dude, I mean, like very simple Saturday mornings, man. My wife is up with my kids at 5:36 in the morning and I'm hungover in bed till 9. And then like, and then grumpy getting out of bed because they woke me up when they're just playing. So now I'm coming down at 9. They've been awake for 3 hours and I'm a grumpy asshole to boot. And like, they want to go out and go hiking or ride bikes. And like, I just never realized like how much I was taking away from time with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I didn't have them, that might change my decisions. But like, I just had to look in the mirror and be like, is this what you want? And right. It's like, now my kids wake up and dad's not home and they're eating pancakes at 7:30 and I'm coming back from a 20-mile run. Mm-hmm. And I've been out since 4:00 in the morning. Like that's the stuff. Like when they do ad libs at school and the parents like, what does daddy like to do? I would like to switch like cold beers going for a run. So we'll see. And
that's good.
Maybe I'll drink tomorrow. Maybe I won't. Like, I did say with this race in April, like that was my first goal. I was like, I've never ran a race at my full potential. And I wanted to see April 15th. If I could dominate for who I am and what I could do. So that was the first contract I signed with myself. If on April 15th, I dominate that race and I'm happy and it's spring and it's 85 degrees and I want to go have a beer by the pool. I'm not saying that I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to decide.
You just want to get it under control is what it sounds like.
Yeah. I need a healthy relationship with it.
Yeah.
And if that healthy relationship takes 10 years, maybe I'll be 10 years sober, but who knows?
Yeah. That's good, dude. Well, man, there was something I was going to say about your race, but I forgot what it was.
You better be there, man. You better be there.
Yeah. No, that'd be sick, dude.
September 24th. I'm going to need you.
Okay.
If you are in the Virginia area, I'm going to need
come
you.
Come on, support. Yeah.
But yeah, man, enough about me. What about you? Because, I mean, we will get to money because this is another thing too. We have conversations like this a lot and, not say that we like were sick of talking about money, but like we always felt bad when we were talking about stuff that wasn't money. And then we're like, that's kind of some of our best content.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's like, it's life, dude. I mean,
and we could open it up to more guests.
Yeah.
And then we're what would we name it? Like, fuck it. Let's keep it average money. Like maybe it's that we're like, we're not new money. We're not old money. We're just average money.
I mean, we're just two average dudes. We got, you know, beautiful families. We're trying to do above average things in life, like running 7,000 miles in 2 days and, you know, trying to build ourselves up. And, but we're still, when you look at it on the outside, if you met me or Brad at a bar, we're the average guy that will belly up with you and, you know, I'll just talk shop and do whatever. But we want to kind of introduce some other things to the podcast besides just money. Like money will still be probably the main topic, but there's so much more to life than money. That we want to like you said, it brings it. You know, there's so many other guests we can bring on and different routes we can go for different episodes, and you can pick and choose what you want to listen to. And
I want to shout out breweries because there are so many great non-alcoholic options. Which does make my life a lot easier. Yeah. Dude, a Heineken Zero tastes like a beer.
I would definitely say if I was going that route where I was going to stop drinking, I would have to do something like that.
Yeah. It's psychological. Even like for happy hour, like I just have to hold something. It was more like I have to hold something. I tried seltzers, but they're so carbonated. Mm. Like there's a different carbonation between beer and seltzer and it just didn't work. And people are like, you're spending $12 on water. I'm like, yeah, but so I'm also spending I used to spend $18-$19 a weekend or at night on the weekend. You know, now it's just, it's psychological. So that's good. But you're running here and there, but you're bodybuilding, right?
I mean, I don't know if I'd say that, but I'm just.
I've seen pictures of you flexing.
I'm trying to get healthier, dude. That's really all I can say. Yeah. Like, I definitely see the bodybuilders in the gym and I used to like want to be that. I don't know if that's necessarily where I'm at anymore. I'm more of just like, I want to have a flat stomach and I want to be able to climb a mountain if I want to on a random Tuesday. Like I want to be as like fit enough to do what I want to do. I don't want to be huffing and puffing when I'm running around the backyard with my kids or I'm chasing them at the park. I just want to be an overall healthy dad who can do more than the average guy out there. That's what I want to be. And if I can build a little bit of muscle on top of that, that's also because the wife likes that. She does. she likes the 21-year-old JJ body pack, so I'm trying to bring it back for her.
See, my wife's only known fat alcoholic, so
she's been, so you, dude, you got your session.
She's been very, very attracted to me lately.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
What keeps you up at night?
Shit, honestly, dude, it's the future. Cause like I have so much going on right now, mm-hmm. between YouTube, dividend tracker, other businesses, real estate. We have some big news we haven't really announced yet, but we can talk about it on here. That's fine. We may be making a big change in our lives coming up in the next few months. We're thinking about moving permanently down into Florida, the Jacksonville area.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're going to have a lot of stuff going on with selling our home and buying a new home down in Florida, getting, you know, transition set up for that and just kind of getting settled down there. Kids are going to be starting school. I mean, there's a lot going on, dude, that I think about. And I've talked to Lindsay about getting my real estate license down in Jacksonville to like start investing more, represent myself, but also take on clients as well to like sell and buy properties. I would probably gear myself more towards investors maybe down the road. I don't know. We'll kind of wait and see, but just so much going on, dude. Cause like, I'll be honest with you. Like I look at YouTube. I've never really said this. I don't think in public, maybe I've said it on the podcast before. I don't remember. YouTube is not where I don't see myself doing YouTube more than maybe two or three more years. Like I'm looking for an exit strategy. I am like,
mm-hmm.
It's not the same as it was 2, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. It's just not like it's
overly produced.
It is. And like, I still try to keep my stuff pretty clean and simple because that's just, mm-hmm. who I am.
Right.
But there's just sometimes I'm just like, I don't know, like it's not the same anymore. It's not the same space.
No, it's not. That's, I mean, yeah, no, it's not.
I know. So like, and then dividend trackers, like it's starting to grow and take off and I'm really enjoying that and kind of like, you know, running an actual business and what all that entails and the decisions that need to be made. And, you know, I really do want to dive more into real estate. That was actually another reason why we're moving down there. Not really for real estate, but it was definitely a plus in getting down there and getting to know the Jacksonville market and kind of go balls to the wall down there. Cause like, you got to think like I never really invested where I was living cause it was such a small area. And then Kansas City was 4 hours away and I'd never had like a guy with like a boots on the ground there. And I really want to get in and I want to do the dirty shit. Like that's what I'm good at. You know, like I want to get in there. I want to fist fight a subcontractor if I have to, you know, like, I mean, not really, but you know what I mean? Like,
is that why you want to leave small town Missouri though?
That's definitely one of the reasons. Yeah.
Because I mean, we would joke about where you live and such, and I can't believe how fast a year went of travel nursing. I feel like it was just yesterday when you're like, I think we're going to try this travel nursing thing out. And now it's been a year. And I guess I never, even though we joked about it, I always thought that you would like just be that small town country kid like your whole life. And as we've talked more and more over the last couple months, just I think because we have a lot of listeners, I'm sure, that live in small town America and don't understand things like high property taxes and just look at New York and California as
right. All
we do is pay high property taxes and we're idiots for doing that. What have you learned? Like, what's the draw away from Missouri?
A lot. So one is just like the quality of life. And I don't, okay, some of these things I'm going to say, I don't want people to take it the wrong way. Because like if someone from my hometown listened to this, they'd probably get pissed. But I'm not hating on the small town because that's a great upbringing. It is. It's a great way to grow up. I grew up in a small town. Like, it's a great way to live, but we kind of want to change that a little bit. Like, one, there's just so much more to do. There's so much more to do in a larger area, you know, than a small town. There's a lot more opportunity, not just for myself, but for my kids. Like, there's a lot more opportunity for them in the area we want to live at. The quality of life for us is better.
What do you mean by
that?
I
feel more motivated to succeed.
Okay.
Like, I tell you every time I come into New York, dude, don't I? Every time I land and you pick me up, I think I say the same thing. I'm like, dude, it's something about this city that motivates me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel the same way down in Florida. It's a little bit of a different feeling, but it's like that same, like, you know that vibe you get when you're on vacation, like a beach vacation, and you're like, you wake up on a random Monday and you're like, I'm going to go for a run on the beach.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like every day down there for me.
Right.
So I just feel like the quality of life is better for me somewhere down there. It also makes me want to stay in shape more because I'm everywhere I go, I have my shirt off. So I don't want to be walking around with a flabby dad bod, you know? So that also is a big plus. And then business opportunities down there, man. Like, I don't have to pay state taxes. I am in a market doing something that I can tell what I really want to do, like, for the long term, and that's real estate. Like, that's the place for me to be.
Mm-hmm.
I want to dip into my toes in the Airbnb world, which is another great area to do that. There's just like restaurants, like my wife and I and the kids also love to go out to eat and try different places to eat.
Yeah.
You can't do that in a small town. In the town we live in, you have a McDonald's and a bar, you know, like that's all you have to choose from. Like, yeah. In Jacksonville, I can go get Indian food on Monday. I can get sushi on Tuesday. I can get a nice chicken salad somewhere on a Wednesday. We can get our favorite pizza place on Thursday night. Saturday, you know, the wife and I can go out for a nice steak dinner somewhere. Like, there's just so much to choose from, dude. And that's what's really pulled us. And it's not just me. Like, I would honestly say, I think my wife is more on board to move to Florida than I am.
And she was the one that was very against ever moving out of Missouri.
Yeah, I think, because it's her hometown that we're leaving.
Yeah.
Like, all her family, her aunts, cousins, you know, her sister, her mom, her dad. I mean, the whole family lives in that small town.
Yeah.
So it's a big step for her to move, but I'd say it's more her wanting to leave than me. But now I've come around and now I want, like, I texted her the other day. I had the kids and I'm like, babe, I'm 100% on board. Like, I 100% feel like this is the right move we're making. Because before we were like 50-50, then we were like 60-40, then we were like 70-30. And I will say, like, this week has been the first week because we've really been like, we've reached out to agents. We've been looking at homes and stuff. Figuring out the area we want to move to, because we're probably going to buy a house right away down there.
Right.
And yeah, we feel, I've had enough nights of sleep to think on it that we know this is the right decision we're making. And worst case scenario, dude, we get down there for a couple of years, we decide it's not for us, we move back home.
And yeah, there's always that option.
Yep.
You know, and I think through my conversations with you over time, it's been like, you always knew that what you were doing was short term and there was like a little less stress on that. And then with Mason getting a little bit older, like, you guys were able to do this cause you were able to travel. Now you have to start really thinking like, all right, we're going to get him in school. And that was always like a finish line for you. Like, we'll do this until Mason has to go to school. And now you get into that point where it's like, wow, the travel nursing era of this or chapter is done. And now it's like, holy shit. We're not moving down the block, right? We're not getting a bigger house. We're literally going to go to a different state.
Yeah. I mean, we are literally picking up our family and our belongings and we are going down south. Like,
do you think so? Is cost of living bullshit?
What do you mean?
Like, low cost of living areas? Like, do you now know why your property tax is $400 a year and why mine is $12,000 a year?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's definitely, like, I would say there's definitely pros and cons to both.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like the lifestyle Lindsay and I live that we could have in Missouri, like Lindsay would never have to work.
Right.
You know, I could work, do YouTube and Dividend Tracker, and we could take a vacation once a month.
Right.
Living in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know if we want to do that. Like, I just want to wake up and be like, hey, let's go to the beach tomorrow morning. And it's a Tuesday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to plan our vacation every month.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to, if I want to buy me a little dirt bike that's street legal for $3,000 and ride my 15-minute ride to the beach and go do a quick workout on the beach while I'm listening to the waves crash, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dude, like, so yeah, you're right. Like, I will say cost of living is a little bullshit, but there's pros and cons to both.
Right.
But what works best for Lindsay and I and what we want for our family, and like my kids get opened up to so many new ideas and stuff too, man. Like back home, which again, this is a pro and con of a small town, but like back home, you are surrounded by people who are like you and who think exactly like you do.
Yes.
So there's no challenge. There's no push. There's no reasonable. There's no like challenge of thinking the way you do and the way you are thinking about things. There's no one there to question you to say, well, maybe you need to think about it this way. To where when you're in a more populated area and you get challenged on some things, it does make you think. And it also gives you the opportunity to get around more people who are doing better than you are.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first thing I'm doing in Jacksonville is I'm going to start networking my ass off.
Right.
I want to shake hands with big developers. I want to shake hands with people in the area that I want to be in. Now, is that going to take work and awkwardness? Yeah.
You're good at that, is. Though. You're good
at that. I am good at that. I will say that. I am.
I'm terrible at that. Terrible.
Yeah. So, like, you know, it's just part of it, dude. Like,
right.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, Brad. I am so stoked to get down there. I'm so excited to get to start. I mean, we're starting fresh. We are starting fresh. And Mason's going to be starting first grade. Millie will be going into preschool. We're going to be in a nice, we're going to be in like the St. John's area. For people who are familiar with Jacksonville, you probably know the St. John's County. It's in between St. Augustine and Jacksonville. That's where we're thinking about planting roots. We know a couple friends down there from when we did our travel assignment down there, and it's exciting, man. We're ready to get down there to see what the future holds. We already have, like, Mason and I have plans. We're going to buy kites and go kite surfing. I want to go lobster fishing in warm weather. They have a lobster fishing season in Florida. I don't know if it's in Jacksonville. I don't know how that works, but we got to look into that more. But like Mason and I talked about, we want to go spear fishing to go lobster fishing. Again, that may be down south further, but there's just so many things. Like, we could buy a boat in 5 or 10 years if we wanted to. You know, I'd have to learn how to do that. I grew up boating on the lake, but the ocean's a whole another level.
Yeah.
So yeah, dude, there's just so many opportunities. And then my parents they may be retiring in like 5 to 6 years. So like they said, they're like, yeah, we'd be snowbirds. You know, they would pack up their fifth wheel. They'd drive down for 2 or 3 months and, you know, they'd stay in an RV lot for 2 or 3 months of the year. And I got my parents down there with me, you know?
Yep.
So
it's great.
There's a lot going on though, because we got to sell our house in Missouri. We also talked about selling our rental properties in Missouri.
Whose idea was that?
So you did call me and say, dude, like, you know, we had this big long talk about this area we wanted to live in. And you're like, why don't you just sell the rental properties, take the equity, and start fresh in Jacksonville?
Boom.
I will say Lindsay did mention that before, and I told you that on the call, and I go I shut her down so fast. But then you had a lot of great points. And then also another business partner of mine, Bryce, I talked to him about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He had a lot of great points as well, and he was kind of on the board of like, just yeah, sell them, start fresh, and get where you want to get to down in Florida. We have come to a decision where we are going to hold off on the rentals, because the area we thought we were going to live in, we decided to not go there because it's just too much money. Like, the frugal JJ and me was stabbing me because I'm just like, dude, there's just too many things going on for this place. So we did think about it, and we're like, we're still going to be in St. John's County, just not in maybe the the one neighborhood we wanted to be in, and that's going to knock off $500 to $700 a month just in like fees, right, not including being able to buy a cheaper place to live also because we're not in that neighborhood. So I think it's a good decision we're making. I think it's a smart move financially.
Does it stress you out you're going to have a mortgage again?
Not really. Because like Lindsay's going to be working. I think we're all
think about all this content. You said you want to get away from YouTube. Now you have a whole new pay off your mortgage content. You have a whole new cost of living content. You have all this stuff.
Well, it's funny you said that, dude. Lindsay and I, we took the kids out to lunch at a Korean barbecue place here in Arizona that we like. I told Lindsay, I said, I think my goal would be, I know I did say I'm done with YouTube, but you know me from the beginning, my ultimate pride and joy is real estate. And I've always wanted to do that full time. Like that's what I think my true passion is. So I would love to get down to Jacksonville, start investing, start networking, handshaking, doing this thing. And I would like to do a brand new YouTube channel just on real estate, like me, my day, like what I do, the properties I'm looking at, what I'm buying, when I have, you know, three or four properties built up in my portfolio, talking about when shit goes wrong. Because like real estate is not as pretty as everyone makes it out to be. Shit goes wrong all the time. Like it's not like you just go buy six rental properties and oh, sweet, now I'm going to go buy my Lambo. It don't work like that. That's not how it works at all. So I want to give like the true outlook of like me starting from scratch in a brand new city and seeing and like documenting my journey in real estate and where I'm at 5 years down the road. Like
YouTube channel sucks, I'll remind you.
Oh, it does. I know
I'm that. Going through it right now. It is brutal when you have like 10 views a week.
Yeah, and I think it'd be honestly, it's more, I would tell myself when I get to that point, it's more of a documentation for me to see the journey. Because that was the whole
point. That's what any YouTube channel. Yeah, absolutely. That's any YouTube channel.
Yes, that's the whole reason I started my, yeah.
I'm only posting run videos, so if I get hit by a bus, my kids would be like, all right, mom's not lying. He did run a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the thing, dude. And it's just one of those things where it's also my true passion.
Right.
Which like stocks is my true passion too. Don't get me wrong. But there's a weird stigma talking about stocks and YouTube. It's just, I don't know what it is, but.
Everybody's right. That's what it is.
That's yeah. You're right, dude. You are. I love the environment. I love the environment of real estate. And I think it would be cool to document my journey. Like literally just like, filming a vlog, me driving into Jacksonville in the U-Haul with my dad driving the SUV behind me, pulling in and being like, all right,
here's our new home. Why can't that just be your JJ Buckner channel?
I don't know. I mean, maybe it could, but I do love Wheel and Stocks too, though. And that's kind of what like JJ Buckner's turned into.
Okay.
But you're right. I definitely could do that.
My wife says to me all the time, like, why don't you make Brad Finn? Like, why didn't Brad Finn become Brad Finn? Become
your running channel.
And
I'm
not saying that your channel sucks, but you've said that your channel has pretty much fallen off. It's
oh, for sure.
Analytically, it's dead.
Everything. Right? Yes.
My channel's not dead. So yeah. It's like, I don't really need, I mean, I just lost 50 some subscribers because I said that I don't like paying taxes on dividends,
right.
But you know, it's my channel's not dead, but if it was an analytical place that yours is, yeah, I'd probably start.
Yeah.
Because it sucks making, like, shout out to all the new creators. I've forgotten, and I'm not saying I forgot where I came from, but I forgot what it's like to make content and not make any money.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it was because I was in the honeymoon phase early, but like Brad Finn Runs has 30 videos on it. I've gone live. It has 10 shorts probably, and I have 185 subscribers. I'm like, I don't care, but. It's you realize how much you really do have to love it.
No, you have to make content on something that you enjoy, because for most people, it takes a very long time to succeed on YouTube.
Yeah.
But that's my goal, man. That's my ultimate goal, is to get down there and say, hey, I'm in a new city. let's fucking do this, man. Like, let's go. Yeah, let's, you know, I'm going to just, yeah, like I'm going to go balls to the wall, and I'm going to, you know, if I need to do cash out refis on my rentals on KC to buy a condo on the beach in Jack's Beach, I'm going to film the process. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, we'll see what it turns into.
I got to keep reminding you, our birthdays are this month. What do you turn? You 33, 34? How old are you?
I'll be 32.
32. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So when I was 32, I was still in a financial fucking dumpster fire. So it's like you still have so many years to fuck up before you can just turn around and be good by the time you're 41.
I will say kids do, and you know this, kids definitely make it harder.
Yeah.
Like there's so many more risks I would take if I didn't have kids to worry about. Yeah. Like if it was just me and Lindsay and like
you could sleep in the car.
Yeah, dude. I could screw up tenfold and still be all right.
Fucking you could camp.
Yes.
I know it.
But I'm also like, I see these people who do real estate and I'm like, if this guy's doing 2 million plus in real estate a year, he's not a genius. Like I'm not hating on the guy, but he's not a genius.
Nope.
The difference between somebody who can do that and who can't is the willing to start. That is all it does not take a genius to succeed in real estate. It really doesn't.
The reason I don't have a sleeve tattoo is because I'm too afraid to walk into a tattoo parlor. That's the only reason. I walk up to the door like at least once a month.
Yeah.
And then
that's the same thing though, dude. Like,
and I just pretend I like in look there. Inside, like, oh, no, I wasn't gonna come in. Bye. And I start running down the street, like, I wasn't gonna get a tattoo at your.
No, I'm just on a 20-mile run.
Yeah, I was. Oh, this piece of paper in my hand with a drawing on it. Nah, that was
nothing. I saw that in the gutter, dude. I just picked it up. It's trash.
I was looking for a receptacle. Maybe you got a trash receptacle. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So that's what we got going on, dude. The big move. We leave Arizona in like literally like 8 days.
Wow.
I know. So that's crazy. Arizona.
Can you come to New York and visit?
Yeah, we need to. We need to do like a couple live sessions on the podcast.
Because, well, we keep trying to figure this out. So you must have come and seen me in between Arizona and like, because we filmed, November wasn't live.
I think I did come in between Maine and Arizona.
Right?
Now that you say that, I think I did. It was like one of those quick weekends, whatever.
I think you must have, because there's no way I haven't seen you since August.
Yeah, no. I think I came up, and I can go back and look, but yeah, I do need to make a trip up while we're in Missouri.
You're definitely here for pumpkin beer season. I feel like you were here for pumpkin beer season.
I don't know, dude. I don't remember, but I'll come up. We'll definitely come up before the move happens.
I got to come out to Missouri before you leave that place.
Do you?
Nah. I've seen everything.
You saw everything.
I've been there twice. I've seen everything.
We almost got in a fist fight at the bar.
I got car sick, you know? Like fucking windy roads. drank terrible wine in a cave. And I couldn't even enjoy it because I was car sick from getting to it.
Oh, man.
But when you are in Florida, I told you I'm going to get a Southwest credit card and I am going to get frequent flyer miles.
It'll be nice, dude. And we're going to be on the same time zone. You know, it's East Coast is the best coast. So
speak my language.
Yeah, dude, I'm ready, man. I'm ready to be an East Coast boy. Like, I don't know if that's what you call a Floridian, but
no, we call them weirdos.
Yeah, that's true. And I will fit that to a T, man. I will say that. I will fit whenever, that to a T.
Whenever weird shit pops up on TikTok, you're like, that definitely happened in Florida.
It's always Florida. I know.
That happened in Florida.
I know.
That's all right, though.
Yeah.
I would love to tell you about how I hate dividends, but then we'd have a whole nother hour episode.
You know what? Like, I'll be honest with you, dude. Like, I feel like we've already touched on that. And I'm at the point now where I'm just like, good for you, man. Do whatever you want. I don't give a shit. Just like everybody in my comment section that talks shit, I don't give a flying fuck what you think. I'm doing me.
Am I going to be back to dividends, though? Because last time I hated on them.
I think you'll stick with
ETI. I think it was 3 months.
But no, you got to think though, dude. I mean, the route you went, like, I mean, that's probably the best route anyone could go. Or I can maybe say, like, if you want to sprinkle in some SCHD or something, if you want to up that yield a little bit, but still, like, whatever. Like, no, I mean, yeah, whatever. Like, it doesn't really matter. I mean,
is there a group on YouTube in the personal finance space that takes shit more personally than dividend investors?
Meme investors. Really? Hands down. Oh, hands down, dude. If you go against a meme investor stock, they are coming for your neck. They're coming for your neck.
Because I'm not going to lie, and I'm sorry, dividend investors, it's almost to the point now where I almost want to troll them. Like VTI is going to give me a $200 dividend this month. How do I not make a largest dividend I ever received video?
Do it.
I'm gonna. But the dividend. Look at this video. This is why you can't listen to YouTubers. Blah blah blah.
See, that's the thing though, dude. Like, I'm so over the bullshit on YouTube. Like,
I love it still.
But I feel like stuff's gotten worse over the past year. And I say the same thing. I'm just like, I don't care. Like, here's my thing though. I get some people with like what they say on certain things and whatnot, but like my channel's a little different. And I think yours is kind of the same thing. We talk about what we're doing.
Right.
Like, we're sharing our journey. I'm not telling you what to invest in. I'm not telling you what to go do with your money. Like, I'm just saying, hey, these are what stocks I'm looking at right now. This is why I like this stock. This is the stock I'm choosing to wheel. This is why I want to do 100 shares of Google. This is why I'm buying this dividend stock. This is why I'm selling this dividend stock. This is where my average yield's at. Like, and then people come in and say this shit. I'm like, I don't really care, dude. Like, this is my money. If you don't like it, whoop-de-fucking-do. I don't, like, I literally have told guys before, I'm like, thank God. Well, they've like said, you're a dumbass for doing this. I'm like, well, thank God you're not doing it. I don't care, dude. Like, but that's what pisses me off about YouTube, man. It's just tiring. I'm just like,
it's negative. It's toxic.
It is. It's so.
It's become social media. Love short form content. And I think that's the major change. Like,
well, someone's always going to want to be there to like try and piss you off.
Yeah. But I mean, like, the short form content definitely brought in new clientele.
Yeah.
That's definitely. Because we're blessed because we're making money on YouTube, making videos.
Yeah, that's true. You know? It's the best job I've ever had.
Yeah, man.
So is the average money back, dude? I mean, I don't know about every week, but until we get settled down in Florida, then maybe. But like right now, maybe it's a bi-weekly thing. Or
I could talk to you right now for 5 hours.
I mean, I could too.
Like, we haven't talked to Chris Rock. Ah. Oh.
Dude, watch that last night because you told me to. And it was so good.
Like, oh man, there's just so many fun things. But
I want to say this though as like a little spoiler alert. When we first started this podcast, and Brad, you probably will agree with me. Like, I was more of the like, hey, let's tend to stay politically correct. Let's not push buttons. Let's watch what we say. But I'm at the point now, dude, where I'm like, I'm my own man. I'll say what I want. I have my own beliefs. I'm true to who I believe and who I am and what I believe in. And if people don't like it, they don't have to listen. I don't know if I'm talking about like getting political. I don't think I don't really want to do that personally.
No.
But as far as other things go, like money, thoughts on life situations, parenting, raising kids, money, like, you know.
I have so many things. I have so many times I bit my tongue.
Yeah, same. But I'm just like, you know what? This is our outlet, dude. Let the listeners listen. If they don't like what we say, they don't have to listen. Or they can skip to the next episode or, you know, click that 10, 15-second skip a couple times and, you know. that's where I'm at though, dude. I'm excited to get the podcast back up and rolling though. It's been a void that I've been missing, and it's also an excuse to talk to you for an hour, you know.
Yeah, I think this phase of the podcast is going to be fuck around, find out.
I think so too. that's a great way to put it.
We tried, like, yeah, we're past sponsorship dollars.
Yeah, just let's have some fucking fun, dude.
And like, I am more pumped about going more general with the podcast, just to like, because we have some cool people in our life.
Yeah, that are like, doing big shit.
That are always like, how can we involve this into personal finance?
Yeah, I know.
It's just like, let's find the most let's make a goal for 2023. Let's see. Well, this is going to be hard because we had somebody on the podcast with over 1 million subs. Actually, we've had three people on the podcast with over 1 million subs.
Right. Two.
We had Nate O'Brien.
He's over 1 million now.
Nate O'Brien?
Hell, I didn't know that. Oh, shit.
Come on, man. Nate O'Brien has probably 3 million.
No, he's not.
Nate O'Brien, how many you got, bud? Are you looking it up?
I'm looking it up right now.
Minority Mindset.
Oh, yeah. We did have, yep.
He's over 1 million.
Oh, wow. Nate is at 1.3.
1.3. And Marco is at like 9.8. Oh,
yeah.
7.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
you're right.
Let's play 7 degrees and like see if we can get like Casey Neistat on the show.
Oh my God, could you imagine, dude?
I told you he's been liking my tweets.
Or who's the one guy you told me about that I had no idea of, a podcaster?
What do you mean?
You shared me a podcast one time and you're like, dude, this guy, whatever. I was like, I have no idea who this is.
Oh, Lex Friedman?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, he's on Joe Rogan's level right now. So,
oh, is he really?
I don't know about Lex. Yeah,
dude. I never heard about the guy.
Dude, he's great.
I feel like I'm in the space enough to where I would realize who that is.
With the amount of running I've been doing, I listen to so much fucking podcasts.
Yeah.
Like between Andrew Huberman, between Rich Roll, Lex Friedman, Joe Rogan.
I can imagine.
Oh, dude. And then Ben Shapiro. I listen to a lot of Ben Shapiro. When I want to get political.
Yeah, yeah.
How the hell are we going to go into an election year and not talk about politics?
Oh, we can if you want. I mean, I'll be honest with you, dude. I'll talk about whatever.
Mm-mm. No politics at the bar.
Yeah, that's true. That's probably smart.
We can talk about how I don't really think you're successful if you don't have a family.
Oh, damn. Hang on. You say that again.
Like, there's some people that I love in this world, but I'll give you a great example. And this might poke some bears, but everyone loves David Goggins. He is stay hard. He's the hardest motherfucker. He can do anything in the world except be a husband and a father.
Does he have kids?
And I think that's the hardest thing ever.
Does he have kids?
I cannot speak intelligently on that, so I won't.
Okay.
But
see, here's my thing on that, though, dude. Like, I think...
Or, like, on the flip side. I'll give you another flip side. A runner that I follow, like Matt Choi, super popular. And, like, but yeah, he's young. So it's like, not everyone should have a family. Like, you shouldn't be 20 years old and have a family.
Right.
What I'm saying is that life isn't travel around the world and meet up with different content creators every single week. If like there's a difference between being an entrepreneur, I'll give you a great example. I think somebody that is a great example is Ryan Pineda. He has an amazing life.
Yeah.
And has an amazing social media life, but also locks it down at home.
Yeah. He's dedicated to his family, dude.
And I think it's just getting to the point at my age where it's like, it's really hard. Like if you don't check all of those boxes, there's like certain things. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Like, I don't think my brother's any less of a man because he doesn't have a family. What I'm saying is like, I just don't think people realize how hard it is to do certain things until you do.
So if I look at a guy who is successful without a family, and I look at a guy who is successful with a family,
right?
I look at the guy with a family, I'm like, bro, I know how much harder this was for you.
Yes.
Hands down. It's,
maybe
it's,
maybe, if I you would, it, if, maybe it was a sympathy thing. Yeah. Maybe I worded it wrong. Like, not that I don't respect them, but I have more respect for people that lock down a family with like Cameron Haynes. I don't know if you know who Cameron Haynes is. Mm-mm. This dude locks down a family, but he's still a fucking rock star.
I would definitely agree with you, dude. That's kind of why you and I linked up at the very beginning though, dude. Like, me and you in the YouTube space and finance, back when there was, you could count on two hands how many finance creators were out there.
Yeah.
Me and you were really the only ones with a family.
Yeah. Like, I'm not saying Will the Financial Wolf is a dirtbag because he doesn't have a family. The kid's fucking 22 years old.
Oh, he's killing it, dude.
But what I'm saying is that just needs
it's to, different.
I feel like as a man, I feel like I was put on this earth to procreate and to raise stronger kids than I am.
Agreed. I want my kids to do much better than I did.
And I feel like that's got to be on your goal list.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't think it's for everyone because it takes a special person.
Yeah. And miracle.
But I agree, dude. Like, I will say, it's definitely harder to succeed with a family than it is not to.
Some people aren't into it, though. I don't think everyone should just do it, but.
Right. Agreed. Yeah. If you don't want a family, don't start a family because you would be a shitty dad.
Yeah.
And that's other stuff I want to talk about too, man. Like, dad life. Like, there's ups and downs with dad life too, bud. I know you know it. Like, aren't there times when you go to bed and you're just like, fuck, when my son wanted me to play this game with him, and I was like, dude, I got something to do. Hang on. I regret that.
Did I tell you about the skiing thing?
No.
So when the same ski trip I was talking about, the drinking, it was like super nice. And we got the kids on skis for like 2 hours. Their first time on skis. They've been pumped. We've been building this trip up since Christmas.
Oh, I love that.
We put them on skis for 2 hours. They loved it. We pulled them off skis because Tara's brother came into town and we wanted to get a couple runs in because he was only going to be around for a couple hours. So we dropped the kids off. My aunt Avery's really upset. Dad, I want to keep skiing. I'm like, Avery girl, I pinky promise I'll get you back on skis. Just got to give me a little bit of time with Uncle Mike. It's adult time. And she was like, okay. And then the next day they closed the mountain.
Oh.
And she doesn't understand.
Oh, you did tell me that.
She doesn't understand like ice on the lift. She doesn't get that. She doesn't understand we can't go skiing. And she was upset. And I'm like, hey. And then she started crying and sobbing. And she was like, but you pinky promised and you always keep your promises. Mm. And dude, I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do. And it was the shittiest fucking feeling ever. So yeah.
Yeah, that's tough.
Well, like last night, like I'm sitting on the couch, I'm reading a book, and like Avery's like, it's really nice out. And I'm like, yeah. She goes, can we go for a quick hike? And I'm like, ah, baby girl, it's getting a little late for a hike. Sun's going down. Sunday, we got school. And like, she didn't cry. She didn't get upset. She was just like, oh, that stinks. It's so nice out. And they've been locked in winter all year.
Mm-hmm.
So I read like another half of a page and I'm like, you know what? Fuck around. Fine.
Let's go.
Let's go. Yep. Got the dog, got in the car, and literally we walked for 15 minutes around this little lake by my house and it made her afternoon. So perfect. Yeah. Cause dad, we got a lot to talk about.
Yeah. Oh dude, for sure. Well, cool, man. Let's end it here. I mean, that was fun. Dude, it feels good to be back. I'm not going to lie, man. I don't know if we'll be able to do this every single week for the next couple weeks just because of what I got
going
on.
I'm not even
going
to edit this. I'm just putting it out.
Oh, I wouldn't edit it either. There's nothing edited
out. This will be out in the morning.
Yeah, perfect. Or tonight. Let's do it. I mean, we ain't got no schedule. but there is a lot to talk about. I have a lot going on these next month or so with getting back home, selling the house, so that'll be, you know, stuff to talk about too. But
yeah man
I'm like, it feels good, that's all I can say. It feels good. Yeah. Let's get some guests on here.
I want to make a guest. I want to get guests.
Yeah. Every now and then. We don't do it every episode.
No, I got some people lined up. I want I also want to talk to like guests that like, I want to get people on that you are like from your lifestyle. And then I want to get people on from my life. Like I want to grow our circles bigger. Like how many times I'm like, have you heard of, do you know? And you're like, no, no. Like I want more of that. I'll DM Lex.
Might as well. And you, worst case is he says no, or no, worst case, he doesn't answer you and we're right back where we're at, you know?
Dude, so. Let's play 7 degrees. Let's say whoever can get the, do you want to go by Instagram followers or Twitter followers?
For what?
Who out of me and you, who can land a bigger guest by the end of 2023? Whoever can't land a bigger guest has to pay for the steak dinner in December before Christmas. Just me and you. We'll just go. Not even the wife. Okay. Me and you will just go out.
Yeah.
And I'm probably not going to be drinking, so it won't be that big.
Okay, well, the bill is going to be $200 cheaper. Yeah, I mean, we can do that.
Are we doing TikTok? Are we doing Instagram followers? Or are we doing Twitter?
Whatever. Whatever we get. I don't care. We'll see what happens. Let's see who we get first.
Because I think I can start with like I can almost start at 100,000 Twitter followers. I think
I got a lot of people in the dividend space. I know I could bring on, but they'd want to talk dividends.
That's fine. I want to be talked back into it.
Yeah.
Can I get runners and ultra marathoners?
Dude, we can talk about whatever we want. It's our podcast.
Would you be interested in hearing about these people that run for days?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to hear their mindset on how they, because like that's a, I don't know if I'd want to talk about running for an hour and a half, but I mean, I would definitely be opening to hear their mindset and their story. Yeah, for sure.
Done.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about running 24/7 though.
No.
But yeah, I'm down. Let's do it. Let's see who we can get on. I think it'd be
like,
fun.
Like I'm cool with a guy. He has run at least 100 miles for 3 years straight every single week.
I remember you telling me about that guy, and that guy sounds like a fucking legend.
He's a fireman.
Jesus.
Just a regular
That's a
dude.
Whole another specimen of a human being.
Yeah. Like that's what I want. I just want to ask him, like, what's it like running 100 miles? He runs a marathon every day.
Well, we've said it before, dude. That's the best part about having a podcast is we get to selfishly say, hey, want to come on our podcast so we can ask you questions we'd want to ask you in the DMs?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, so, yeah, let's do it, dude.
All right, we're back.
Yep. Average money is back, baby. Two average dudes trying to do fucking above average shit in life.
Come up with a new podcast name title, friends. We need a new title.
Yeah, I think a new title is probably worth it.
We'll just stick with average money for now.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to change that, but
people can't comment anywhere. What's with the name? I thought this was a money podcast.
True. We'll see what happens.
I'm going to stop recording now.
All right. See you guys. See you in the next episode.
Take it easy, guys. Bye.